This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today it's finally Friday, February 6th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call me today are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-357-20. And if you decide to text, the numbers is 422-4796. Right? I wanted to have an open line Friday, but I don't trust you all. I don't trust you all at all because you can call and cause Erica to call Dwight. And then Dwight can have to call me in the office. And I don't like when Dwight call me in the office. You don't tend not to call me in the office because I try to keep it safe. I want to have an open line Friday, no, because today the news hot. And it should be an open line Friday. But I do not trust you all because y'all don't care about me. Y'all don't care about me because y'all don't want me to get my little piece of paycheck. I just don't trust you all. So I might loosely have an open line Friday to have you call in. But I want to talk about two things. Because I don't trust you all. Y'all can cause Erica call. And then if Erica don't call, then Candia can call me and text me. You said this and need to be corrected and I got to be reading things in and correcting things. You know, just be watching me. The show is be hot. That's why it's getting nominated. They say, oh, everybody listening to CA. So I just got to be careful. I can't be, see the phones, I ain't start yet. And people already start calling. I mean, I have six calls already and I haven't started the theme yet. Allow me to say something. Today, I want to talk about what would you do? What would you do? In the Tribune, starting with the Tribune, I wanted to start with the Guardian because it was Guardian hot, but the Tribune had something that caught my attention. I said, I got to read this into the record because what would you do? What would you do when the ambassador, plenipotentiary, I just learned that word, I still can't pronounce it properly, plenipotentiary, that means they work independently. They represent the government. See, all ambassadors represent the government, right? But the plenipotentiary type ambassador can make decisions. They don't call back and say, hey, what can we decide or what should we be saying? They like the mayor. They represent the president. They represent the government by itself, right? The ambassador of the United States made a statement. I'm not sure where this statement came out. It came out like out of the blue to me, right? And I wanted to read that and ask, how should we be interpreting this? Is this a strong suggestion? Or is this something that behemoths need to take note of and say, hey, Mr. Prime Minister, look at Big Brother. Big Brother is talking to you, right? I want to know if Big Brothers is talking to us because I didn't expect this. I didn't expect an ambassador to come into our local concerns because this is small things. This is having a hospital built is a small thing. Man, let us build the hospital, but no. He made a statement and the statement is more than just a nudge. And then our prime minister responded. I can read all of that, but let's read read this into the record and I have you join in the conversation and see what we should be doing. What should we be doing? Should we, should the cabinet call a meeting soon and say, hey, we need to have a strategy plan because I'm not sure what the U.S. is trying to say, right? We are an independent country. Can't be canceling no deal when we so close to closing it all together, right? What they trying to say? Let's go read this, the Tribune. This is the Tribune, Friday, February 6, 2026. The headline, the main story in the Tribune, drop China deal. See, is that a command? Is that a suggestion? Or is that the Tribune just creating their own headline, right? We stand ready to work with the Bahamas to secure better hospital deal, says U.S. ambassador. It's another subtitle. This is by Neil Hartnell of the Tribune Business, Tribune Business Editor. Okay, the U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas yesterday argued that the terms of the $195 million Chinese financing for New Providence's second hospital are not in the best interest of this nation, and pledged that Trump administration will help secure a better deal. The $195 million Chinese financing for New Providence Second Hospital are not in the best interest. See, I'm not sure how to interpret that. This isn't in your best interest, you know. You do this, I tell you now, this is not in your best interest. You can find, you go, there's a slogan going now in the United States. Let me see if I can, I think it's F-A-F-O. I'm not sure what it means, but it's a FAFO. Say, not in your best interest, FAFO. I don't understand these people, right? Says, Herschel Walker, in an official statement responding to the Tribune's revelation that Chinese law and jurisdiction will govern the China Export-Import Bank loan covering 72.8% or nearly three-quarters of the hospital's $278 million financing needs. I argue that the Bahamas would fare better securing financing options that adhere to international norms, suggesting the government ought to reconsider the deal, Mr. Walker said. It doesn't appear to be in the best interest of the Bahamas to submit to Chinese law and labor standards on their own soil. And this continues in the business section. Let me see if I can find that. In the business section of the Tribune, it continues, U.S. envoy, Chinese hospital deal not in the Bahamas' best interest, pledges Trump administration will help secure better and confirm selected contractors sanctioned by the U.S. Report NHI contributions to finance hospital care. Okay? The U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas yesterday argued that the terms of the $195 million Chinese financing for New Providence Second Hospital are not in the best interest of this nation and pledged that the Trump administration will help secure a better deal. Herschel Walker, in an official statement responding to the Tribune's revelations that Chinese law and jurisdictions will govern the China Export-Import Bank loan covering 72.8% or nearly three-quarters of the hospital's $278 million financing needs, argue that the Bahamas would fare better securing financing options that adhere to international norms. So suggesting that the government ought to reconsider the deal, Mr. Walker said, it doesn't appear to be in the best interest of the Bahamas to submit to Chinese law and the law standards on their own soil. It would be better to look at other financing options that adhere to international norms. President Trump believes in fair deals that benefit both nations, and the U.S. is committed to being the economic and security, I like those words, partner of choice. See that? They want to be the economic and security partner of choice. We stand ready to work with the Bahamas to help secure a better deal, whether from private or public sources. Public sources mean directly from the United States, right, to government, to provide health care and infrastructure Bahamians deserve. The New Providence Hospital deal and its financing terms are thus threatening to be the first flashpoint between the Trump administration and Bahamian government during Mr. Walker's tenure. It also threatens to drag the Bahamas into what the Davis administration has always sought to avoid, the geopolitical battle between the U.S. and China for economic and global dominance. Financing continues on B4. Let's go to B4. Quickly go to B4. Mr. Walker's statement also confirmed Tribune business revelations that China Railway Construction Corporation, the main contractor for New Providence Second Hospital, was among a group of Chinese entities that attracted Donald Trump's attention during his first U.S. presidential administration because of its historical origins and ties to the Chinese military. He issued an executive order banning Americans from owning shares in these firms because of such links. And the U.S. Embassy confirmed the United States Department of Treasury Office of Foreign Assets Control placed China Railway Construction Corporation, the main contractor for the planned hospital, on its restricted investment list due to its links to China military industrial complex. Does that sound serious? Meanwhile, the feasibility study for the second New Providence Hospital tabled in the House of Assembly yesterday and dated March 2025 reveals the government is eyeing plans to finance public hospital or tertiary level healthcare in the Bahamas through the introduction and levying of a national health insurance, NHI, contributions. I did not know that. Good to read this paper. The report described the reliance on escalating taxpayer subsidies from the Public Hospital Authority, PHA, as not viable and asserted that the annual cumulative net cash flow for the 50-acre Propel track facility is unsustainable with the current economic model. It added, the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is moving rapidly to implement universal health care coverage by way of national health insurance contributions. So be prepared to pay for NHI. Just 3.7% or an average of $2.54 million of the second New Providence Hospital annual $668.651 million operating costs is forecast to be generated from the facility's own sources, such as user fees and other charges. Without reform, this means that the PHA's annual taxpayer subsidy, currently pegged at $247.855 million for 2025-2026 fiscal year, will need to increase by, on an average, just over $66 million per year, taking it more than $300 million due to the need to cover the second New Providence hospital's costs. So there needs to be an increase. The analysis measured that the average annual revenue of the project, including the PHA's subsidy revenue, is $76.086 million. And the financial net percent value of the entire investment in the project is $163.24 million, the feasibility study said. And it goes on about that, right? So now let's have this conversation. Because the Prime Minister responded. Let's see if I can see what the Prime Minister said about the U.S.'s concern. Screenshot that. Let's go to pictures. Where's my pictures? Photos? I'm going to disappear. See what I need to just download these things instead of doing this thing? Let's see. Did I copy and paste it? Let's go to my phone and look. There you go. Yes, I screenshot and copy-pasted. This is an Eyewitness News report. It says, pressing ahead, the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, says that the government will press ahead with its agreement with China Exim Bank to finance and construct a $268 million specialty hospital in New Providence, despite calls from U.S. Ambassador Herschel Walker to reconsider the deal. Davis argued that backing out now would set the country back 3 to 4 years, delaying critical upgrades to the nation's healthcare infrastructure. His comments come as the Davis administration prepares to break ground on the long-awaited facility. The health minister, Dr. Michael Darvall, recently revealed the agreement is already signed, sealed, and delivered. Under the arrangement, roughly $195 million, about 70% of the projected cost, will be financed through a concessional loan from the Chinese Exim Bank at a 2% interest rate over 20 years, including a 5-year grace period. Walker previously urged the government to reconsider the agreement, raising concerns about Chinese financing and investment. His remarks are part of a broader warning from U.S. officials regarding China's growing footprint in the region, a matter that has sparked public disagreements between the two embassies in recent months. Now, I open the line to you. What should we be doing? Was this suggestion a strong suggestion by the U.S. ambassador? Something that we need to sincerely consider. The term is not beneficial to the Bahamas. How should we interpret it? Right. The statement is an official statement, by the way. It's an address. I assume this address is an address to the nation. Right. When they say they want to be the premier economic partner and security force of the Bahamas. How do we interpret that? As Bahamians, should we say, okay, let our government do this by themselves and this administration? Or should we now start asking our members of parliament, our leaders to say, hey, let's consider this now as we make some decision. We don't want no fallout. Or we are a sovereign nation and say, man, don't worry about no fallout, man. We need this money now. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Anyway, Nuri.
Hey.
First thing. We got your back, okay?
After I get fired or before?
No, we got your back. Don't worry about this.
You gonna get me in jail on some ass, please?
We getting through this.
I watching you. Go ahead.
Okay, we getting through this. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. I hear you.
You know, what sticks out to me, right, is that little piece about there, you know, about, you know, NHI.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be used to what?
Finance? Right? The next hospital?
No. It's like 25%, right?
Mm-hmm. Listen.
But we don't, you know, the doctors and medical establishments in the country now that provide the NHI thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a problem being paid.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this is just our government being naive, but I'm kind of waiting for what the Minister of Foreign Affairs has to say.
It's something that the Minister of Foreign Affairs need to make a statement on, right?
This is how the
Bahamas stands regarding to what the U.S. Embassy is saying. And of late, we know that he has been in the center. He's definitely in the center. The Minister of Foreign Affairs is not rocking any boats.
No. See, this, okay. What I like about this Chinese hospital thing is that it has finally tipped the hand of the U.S. government. Okay? And I don't think the football player or the guy we say is just a football player is giving us a suggestion.
You don't think it's a suggestion? What do you think it is?
Okay. We are 50 miles off the coast, off the eastern seaboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a Chinese entity is going to build a structure within range of that jurisdiction. See, think about the... And they had... What is it? It's a geopolitical flashpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Bahamas becomes a flashpoint, you know, where is that battle? Where is that battle? That battle is going to happen on Bahamian soil, whether we like it or not.
my concern is it seemed to be a strong suggestion. It didn't seem to be a suggestion at all.
No. In 2016, Trump went on record, and they placed a ban on a certain Chinese company doing anything in America. Okay? And this is the same, this is the one that is, what it's a Chinese railroad, it's a Chinese railroad company, you know? They are in the background of everything that, they are in the background of everything that China builds. I think our leaders, they need to get their head out of the sand. Okay, because I've given this view before. We are in the West, and China is a couple of thousand miles away. But they are still, through our politicians, all through the Caribbean, they're able to exert their authority. And the persons that we have voted for in the Caribbean,
okay,
they don't even pledge allegiance to us each 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They pledge allegiance to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But the same group that they pledge allegiance to, the UK and America, they agree on one thing. They agree on what should be done with the presence of the Chinese in the Caribbean and in the Bahamas.
I appreciate you, Gola. Go ahead.
No, no. Hey, if these fellas don't take this seriously, you know, okay, our first problem is going to be in that pre-clearance thing at the airport. I can guarantee you that.
I appreciate you, Carl. We have all kind of callers calling in, a lot of texts. I continue to appreciate what you say. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to the next caller there, and I'll start reading some of these texts. Go ahead, caller. Call, you there? Okay, you going? So let me read some of these texts, okay? Also, Mr. Ambassador Walker is fully aware that we are 30 minutes away and 50 miles near Florida. A hospital like Florida Memorial will be good for Bahamians and Americans living here. We are one family. We have Bahamians living in America, also Americans living here and millions traveling there daily. This would be great and a big deal. I guess this person is promoting that we should embrace what Mr. Walker is saying. Please tell Mr. Ambassador Walker, please build a Florida Memorial Hospital here in New Providence, and we'll be thankful. Nobody's going to give us a loan, right? Let's go to the next caller while I continue to read these texts. CA, is the Bahamas a real place? Are we surprised about the affiliation of Epstein and our rich and elite after Peter Nygaard? Everybody knows we are the land of foreign corruption. Look at the convicted visa fraud lady. She's still... No, we had no one convicted. You need to go read that article again. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Miko Mosco, how are you?
Mr. Mosco, how you doing?
I am good. A little bit chilly, man.
It is chilly.
But not complaining. This is a very interesting topic, and thank you for taking my call. I was listening to the previous caller and also your lead-in to the calls, and I think some clarification has to be given to the Bahamian people, because it sounds like getting into the middle of something without really understanding the whole picture as much as we can.
Mm.
Now, first and foremost, the transparency of this particular government is, in a kind manner, dismal at best.
Mm.
We don't know enough about this agreement, like many other things that have been going on, which is quite abnormal for a government, in any government, save for in a communist jurisdiction.
Mm.
However, I'm not calling the government communist, but we're not getting any information. Now, the concern about this, the government's giving up literally a degree of sovereignty and also conceding to the jurisdiction of China. Should the Bahamas default or in regard to this particular loan, there's going to be a lot of lengthy litigation on it. And on a constitutional law basis, there will be an argument, it should be an argument on our part as a Bahamian country, that the forum for the litigation, if they default, the forum meaning the location of the litigation should be the Bahamas because of the material nature of the agreement, which is the land which the building will sit on because the Chinese will have a mortgage. And that is a paramount issue. So that will be the starting point of any litigation. So why they conceded to the Chinese jurisdiction is beyond me as a lawyer, and many lawyers said it yesterday. And the lack of transparency is also a concern. Secondly, what Mr. Walker was saying in the newspaper, I agree with, because there are a number of factors and concerning factors, because we are in the West. The United States has been a major, major ally of the Bahamas for a great deal of time. Had the Bahamas gone to the Americans and asked for a loan, we don't know. Secondly, at the same time, what is that going to do with souring ally relationships with the Bahamas? I find this deal very, very odd. And in my 31 years of practice, I've never, doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but I've never heard the Bahamas conceding to a foreign jurisdiction when it comes to the Bahamian property or otherwise that is being financed. So there are major, major concerns. And whether or not in the people's opinion, whether or not the Americans are telling us what to do or not, an opinion is like a person's nose. Everyone has it. Mm. But he is, what I see is saying, we can give you a better deal, and there's underlying tones to it, being allies, being, a protectorate and the like. But this is very odd what this government has done. And for the Bahamian people to understand, if the opposition gets in, they have right, title, and interest to say, we're not going to go along with this this arrangement, and it'll have to be renegotiated. So this is all very odd, especially when we're only about 3 months away from an election. So thank you for allowing me to speak. If you have any questions, fire it at me. If not, I'll get off the phone and listen.
I want to know, as a lawyer and as a Bahamian, are you personally concerned?
I am very concerned. This is odd. This is, I don't want to go as far as national security question or anything like that, but this is very, very concerning that this has been done. The nothing has been disclosed to the Bahamian public. It's just saying, we're going to do this and shove it down our throats.
With the President of the United States reacting to globally to a number of countries, and he mentioned the word that the construction company has some military history, Chinese military history.
Very concerning. If that, in fact, is
I panicked reading that. Go ahead.
Now, and that's a good point, Mr. Nuri, and thank you for reminding me. The Chinese, any loans, the Belt and Road Initiative is one of the most dangerous initiatives on the planet. They have bankrupted countries like India, Pakistan, a whole bunch of other countries. We borrow money from China. That Belt and Road Initiative is in the background, like your previous caller said. And I urge the Bahamian people to go and look up the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and understand what hot water we could be getting into.
But it's 2%, Mr. Moscow. It's 2%. That's low. That's a low interest loan. I don't know if the United States can match that.
It has nothing to do with the interest loan. It's who's loaning the money.
Okay.
Did they ask the United States? Maybe the United States can do 1.75, whatever it else, or collateral arrangements. We don't know anything about their negotiations.
Prime Minister's a lawyer. Minister of Foreign Affairs is a lawyer. They know what the constitutional issues are going to be if there's a default.
I appreciate you, Mr. Moscow. Continue listening.
Well, thank you very much. Please call me Nico. Mr. Moscow is my dad.
I understand.
When I'm 83, maybe I can get Mr. Moscow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Blessings. Let's move on to the next caller. I have this text says, perhaps the Prime Minister should be concerned about the geopolitical sensitivities of what is happening in the world right now. Let's go, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live.
Yes, this is the new Mr. Moscow touched on a couple of things. So mm-hmm. I won't repeat myself in that time. That's Alan Johnson here in the litigation for China. We only need to learn from Bahama to understand cost of litigation. And the very fact of litigation for that hospital could cost us more than the hospital itself. You know, I know about simple cases that has round up $1 million in legal fees. And so imagine when you begin to talk about jurisdiction and other things and have to hire lawyers who have the authority to practice in China and not represent the interests of the Chinese government. So you look at that. When you talk about a 2% loan, you say there's 3 years for the hospital. It's nothing special. They're selling us this concept. You have, you could get concessionary loans even in business loans from banks even localized here, where you say it's going to take 3 years for us to begin to have income. And so you have a concessionary loan agreement for the 3 years doing the bill and then comes out. Another question we have is this. How do we furnish? Remember now, this hospital is being built for the $300 million almost, but then becomes furnishing the interior of it, for which we have yet to be able to accommodate the equipment we need for the existing hospitals in place. Then you talk about the nursing, that the staff are necessary for them to have it. This becomes an economic picture. So we should have a needs analysis on this as well as a gap analysis on this.
You sound like you don't want a hospital though, C. Allen.
That's the big button?
You sound as if you don't want a hospital.
No, understand this, right? I don't build a room on my house when the entire house is leaking, the roof needs replacing, the windows need replacing, the door needs replacing, termites is eating the furniture, the kitchen is not working, everything. And I say I'm going to go take a loan to attach a room to the house. It's madness. Okay? What we need is a succinct health care examination, a gap analysis of where we are, and what is it we need. Now, if you take into the fact that this offer is on the table, and we are lacking nurses, being cannibalized by the U.S. and otherwise, do you know we can negotiate with the United States, not only for the funding aspect of it, but also for the workforce aspect of it? Well, how is that? You have nurses and things that could be bonded to the Bahamas that we could negotiate for access to the U.S. thing for them to be trained. And the fact is, either they're bonded, say, for 5 years, and they will leave us in 5 years. During that whole period of turnover, we can have the benefit of nurses over years, even a decade, using the Bahamas by being bonded as a place to do their specialty, but at the same time, get the benefit of reaching the critical mass that we need for us. Remember, I have an argument on this show all the time, right? The needs are needs. It's not a single need we have in this country. It's an isolated item. It's all interconnected. The primary need we have in the country is lack of growth of the economy to extend the expenses of what we need. We may have $1 billion right now of off-book loans that we don't even know about.
As usual.
You know what the off-book loans are?
Go ahead.
PPPs. those PPPs aren't gifts. So every time we start signing these $1 million loans, right, even like $190 million for the roads and this and all these other things, those are bills that will become due. We are not having discussions on the true state of us. We got a $4 billion pension plan that hangs in the air over our head that we don't see anywhere. And the only reason it hasn't hit our books is because we've been able to squeeze the revenue to pay pensions every month. So we have a lot of problems in this country, and the people making the decisions will not be alive when the crap hits the fan. If we love our children and grandchildren, whatever, we will not do this to them.
Thank you again.
We can't claim to love the future of the Bahamas when we are actually setting a time bomb in the future that they would have to pay for. We need to stop, pause, and have a true assessment of where we are as an economy. How can we grow in relationship to our assets around us, as opposed to taking on liabilities over liabilities over liabilities, and then give us linguistic contortionism when we as the behemoths have to know we want accountability, we want transparency, we want integrity, we want freedom of information and anti-corruption. And the people who are there are saying these aren't priorities to us, but running up billions of dollars worth of bills that somebody has to pay.
Thank you very much, C. Allen. And I always appreciate your contribution. And you are absolutely right. This needs to be explained to us. The Prime Minister responding so quickly after an official statement by the ambassador that they are prepared to give the same loan, say stop, basically stop. And we need to decide whether this was a suggestion, a strong suggestion, or something more serious where they say, man, I'm telling you, you need to stop, right? This text says we need a general hospital, not a specialty hospital, right? This next text says, good morning, Nuri. To me, this sounds like an order. Our government better take heed regarding this. This next text says, Brother Nuri, good day. I am taking Ambassador Walker's statement very serious. The U.S. have always protected the Bahamas and always need them. So be careful, Bahamas, from the mayor of Grand Bahama. I see the phone lines are filled. As soon as we take this quick break, I'm going to go straight to the phone line to let you have your say. We'll be right back.
Look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
No. Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you say.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Look to my left and check my crowd. Look to my right, yeah, to see if they are ready now.
Bye.
Tell me who out there feels in love.
Wants me to take them shopping and buy them everything.
I choose you. Now what would
you do?
what would you do? The question still is, what should we be doing, right? This text says, we're going straight to the phone lines now. The text says, the ambassador sounds like he's given orders just like the Cuban nurses' orders. So the U.S., this next text says, the U.S. don't want us to get cheap oil from Venezuela. You think they have our best interests at heart? I like the United States. You, Texas, you're going to mess up my visa. Let's go to the caller. Let's go to Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Just text
her. Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm just trying to say that the Minister of Foreign Affairs needs to be responding to this. I'm not sure if our Prime Minister is aware of this geopolitical... I mean, I understand his response, you know. I concern. I have to worry about these statements. But go ahead, Cora.
See, I'm with the Prime Minister on this.
What? Go ahead.
Listen, Ambassador, I should have been here 3 years ago. All right.
Yeah, now
you come right in the middle of the conclusion of the deal and say cease and desist. Come on, man. Because you believe that you have the might, the power. That's called bullying. What do you think Mia Motley would have said to him?
Huh? Mia Motley's situation different. She don't depend on the United States like how we depend on the United States.
Her response would have been to Mr. Ambassador in her country. Come on, man. Nobody, the Bible says that you must take the beam out of your eye before you decide to take the mote out of somebody's eyes, somebody else's eyes, okay? Japan and China hold most of the U.S. debt. Most of them, of course, on the open market and treasury bonds and so on and so forth. China got all kind of businesses in the U.S., all kind of loans that they borrowed from China. Come on, man. Are we a sovereign country? Didn't we become independent to decide our destiny?
That's a rhetorical question, or are you just trying to beat me?
Friends with? We don't have sense enough to make decisions for ourselves. We must allow the USA, because they feel this is 1823, and they must bully and beat everybody into submission? Nothing has changed?
I hear you, caller. I hear you, and thank you very much.
Come on, man. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. They stood up against the big juggernaut of their time when they wanted their independence and their sovereignty and their right to decide how and where their country would go. Oh. And we should stand together, man, and stop telling this ambassador he's only here for a season.
Tell Mr. Ambassador he's only here for a season?
You know what that man talked about, noises coming here. I mean, see, you said noises could come here talking a bunch of foolishness, man.
Man, caller, I appreciate you. I let me put on record, I support the ambassador. I'm just worried about my visa. Don't worry about me. Letting them know, I see boy. They'll call it by yourself. Let's go caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Caller's in there. Let's move on. No, let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Give thanks, C.A. Nui. I love C.A. Allen's contribution. If you really look at it, maybe you should replay the broadcast and everybody. Because, I mean, it's truthful. But I want to say this, and I'll make this quick. I'm a dummy, but I was following geopolitics for over 30 years, right? And so I told you guys to look at the Iron Mountain Report. And so since we want to juxtapose the Bible with everything, right? God said nations shall be against nations. And so there's a reason for that. You think God didn't know all the intricacies about the battle over resources and human resources and all of this, et cetera, et cetera? He didn't know the future? That's why he refused the earth when Satan tried to give it to him. Because he knew it would be futile and it still ends up into nothing. Nations will go against nations. He didn't have to get into all the details. We live in the details now. So, you know, as knowledgeable as we think we are, it's really simple, you know. And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Give thanks, yeah.
I appreciate it. Let's move to the next caller. Say, hey, Nuri, Mr. Dr. Davila is going gun-ho on the Chinese building, the hospital, because he wants... Can't read that caller, texter. Let's go to the next line. Go ahead, caller. These texts say some things, man.
Brother Nuri.
Hey, you live.
What's happening?
Radio, man.
Listen to me. We already have a plant with the Chinese to build that hospital. If the United States want to help us so much, why did they just don't renovate the hospital we have now? Renovate that one. But I supporting I support C. Allen Johnson for Marco City.
You running?
Yeah, in Marcus for the FNM.
Okay.
Yeah, but listen to me. You on this hospital a lot. What about this thing in headline also with Mr. Sabas Bashan, Adrian Falk?
What about them?
I heard a lot of talk on it, but I didn't hear Mr. Marvin Deem's name called.
I see a newspaper.
And his name is all about in it.
Not a newspaper.
Mr. Deem was Deputy Commissioner of Police, Minister of National Security.
But let me pause you here. Stop. Mr. Bastian, Mr. Fox, they have no idea what these people are talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't got to talk about that no more.
Mr. should know what they're talking about. He was Deputy Commissioner of Police. He was Minister of National Security. We should be able to clear up something.
We'll find out that later on. And I appreciate you. They say they ain't no number this, and I leave this that. I need to go down that road and cause any kind of aspersions on people's good name. They say they ain't nothing but it. Ain't nobody until we get any kind of other evidence otherwise. Let's read this text. It says, American ambassador is putting demands on the Bahamas government and the Bahamas is on their ban list. This next text says, America don't care about us in the Bahamas. What do you mean they don't care about us? If they did, they would have offered a loan for our stadium before a hospital. If the Bahamians think any American policymaker care about our well-being, they are delusional. Let's see. Good morning, Mr. Nuri and the Bahamas. As a Bahamian, my choice is the United States as a friend and big brother to the Bahamas, hence not neglecting others as business partners. Yet I don't think, though, that the United States should treat and threat the Bahamas in a ridiculing manner. I know that this is a major league politics at play and game is on, and no matter who the government of the Bahamas is, they would in some way be of great concern to the United States. That's just pure reality. This is a time when I say the Ministry of Foreign Affairs needs to give an official statement. The Prime Minister needs to be briefed. In fact, I think that this conversation should have been done behind closed doors. To have an official statement responding to a news article by the ambassador of the United States, I found uneasy. I said, man, he couldn't call a minister of foreign affairs and say, hey, I see you all have a deal. We don't like it. We strongly suggest this. In fact, this is our alternative here. Be ready, find investors for you. And if you blink your eye, everything will be done within weeks. I'm not sure if any of that happened. The Prime Minister said, if we stop now, this might be 3, 4, 5 years before we start again. These are real concerns. So we going forward, so the deal is there. So I would like to know what offer does the U.S. ambassador have for us? Or he's talking that what could be for us. This text says, I think the Bahamas government should think it over. If the U.S. would give us a better deal, then what is the issue? I want to hear a better deal. Let's go to the caller. It'll be the last caller for the day. Patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Radio AM. A national lottery would solve this problem, this text says. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Quick question. Do you think that this is interfering with our politics?
I can talk about that too. I like that column. But the United States interfere with everybody's politics. Anything in the Western Hemisphere, we know they can make comments on. We've been demanding for an ambassador for a while. It was 10 exactly. odd years. He finally reached.
How much time he was dealing with China in terms of doing business with them.
We never had an ambassador. Now the ambassador
exactly.
reached.
So why over, how much was it, 11 years?
And
we didn't have an ambassador.
But he reached now.
Why now? Politics is in the air.
So you're trying to say you don't want the ambassador here?
They should have been here 11 years ago.
But he here now.
Yeah, but he's too late.
The ambassador can't be too late. He's here now.
Yeah, man.
Ain't gonna be late.
Maybe listen.
Money never arrives late. He's here now.
The diamond. Yeah, boy, I had some money the other day to ride late, but it cost me interest.
Okay. I hear you, call. I appreciate you.
Check the timing.
Just the timing. There's a number of people who believe that the United States is influencing our election. That all these, files that is coming out, like WikiLeaks, is purposely done. It's being purposely done. And it's not by coincidence. It's that outside forces, that's what they say. People like conspiracy theories. That these outside forces coming right now and all these files and things, Epstein files and things, is not coincidence. It's here to influence our election. We got to watch and wait. This text says, we were here for 2 minutes. The Brits wanted to build a hospital, and what happened to that? You are very trusting of your government that they will tell you everything. The person says, LOL, we should strongly consider the ambassador's stance. Let's see, any more text before we go? The last few minutes, this text says, Mr. Nuri, we urgently need a national lottery to take care of the needs. I'm not sure if the number of men, number of boys will appreciate a national lottery. They have influence over our government. And if our government push for that, I believe some of those number of guys would be vets. Because I remember that loose leaf that the former prime minister, is half a quarter of a page, said a national lottery will not work into the Bahamas. He never showed us what the experts said. It's still hidden. I guess that document lost. But says a national lottery will not work in the Bahamas. That's what our former prime minister said. So let's read this last text. I'm going to say, oh no, I agree with that one. I want to say some things, man. I ain't reading that one. Everyone will talk about people getting arrested. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. The whole text line full of Epstein files type information. Everybody want to talk about Epstein files. Mentioning former commissioner of police, former minister. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed this conversation today. I'm expecting a response from the Minister of Foreign Affairs to explain what is our next step, or to conclude the government's conclusion, or our prime minister's conclusion, that we going gung-ho. It's too late for that. We appreciate the ambassador's advice, but we need this Chinese money because that hospital can get built, right? Someone said you can't build a hospital in a swampland. It can get built. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.